Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Travel Nation podcast, where we help you get out there and see the world. I am your host, Matt, and I'm joined by my good friend, Mr. Christian Dumont.
Matt, how are you, Appleby, sir? Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Now, I'm a little bit, so usually you are on my left, and I see that you are actually on my right now.
Should we fix it?
God. All is right with the world. Hello to my wonderful friend, Tim Elrod, who's watching
live. Oh, Mr. Elrod, oh, God, watching live tonight.
What a guy he is. Easy on the eyes, and thank you for tuning in.
Absolutely. Thank you to all of you for who are watching live. Thank you to everyone listening. And we'll just go ahead and plug the podcast right now. If you haven't subscribed, what are you doing? Come find us on your favorite podcast platform. We're on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify.
Subscribe on YouTube. Tell them
yes.
They need to get on the YouTube train.
Subscribe on YouTube. Audio is great, but sometimes we have some visual elements that we.
Tim, before you leave, give us a share, please. Give us a share before you leave.
Speaking of YouTube, we just uploaded a video of Icon of the Seas. I don't know. Have you seen it yet, Christian?
I did see it, and it was just brought me back. It brought me back, reminded me how much money I lost on the casino during that time we were there, that very brief time. What a ship.
What a ship it was, and it was a brief time. I wish it was longer. But, you know, our clients who book it get a full 7 nights instead of the 3 that we were on there. So
were we on there 3 nights?
It was just 3 nights.
I feel like I took a nap and woke up and got off.
Yeah, it was crazy. But we interviewed several of our agents who were on the ship. So we put together a nice little 3-minute highlight of just some of the things that you can look forward to on Icon of the Seas. So go check that out. And of course, book with your favorite Travel Nation agent who can help you and your family get on that absolutely stunning and beautiful ship. So tonight's episode, we're going to be talking Disney because honestly, there is so much going on. And the title of the show is Now the Best Time to Go to Disney This Summer. And I think that answer is yes. So we have now seen that Imagineers are testing Tiana's Bayou Adventure at Walt Disney World.
We saw
some video of that. They were testing this past week. And we're just creeping up on summer. And we know that it is going to be a summer opening date. We don't know the opening date just yet. Could be Memorial Day weekend, maybe a little bit after. I'm thinking with this timetable of testing, it may be a little around that beginning part of the summer. So, yeah. And because of that, there's just going to be, it's going to be a busy summer. It's going to be a great place to be. You're going to have, the new addition to Magic Kingdom, the updated ride there, formerly Splash Mountain, now Tiana's Bayou Adventure.
I do hope, Matt, let me tell you what I hope, that they do the previews, you know, for pass holders. Mm. And because I'm actually an annual pass holder and I've cleared out pretty much the next few months. I've just cleared my schedule.
You're just leaving it open just in case.
When they give us those dates, I want you to know where I'll be, okay?
Hey, maybe we'll be there at the same time. Who knows?
Look for me. But hey, we should go live. We should do a live episode on location, Matt. What do you think?
I think that's a great idea, and I know maybe even a good spot to do it in, too.
Hey, I see the gears turning.
The gears are turning.
Yes, sir.
But yeah, it's going to be an exciting summer. And I think one of the best things that has come out recently has been the new ticket deals for Walt Disney World. And I'm going to go run through these here real quick because pricing is really, really good. You know, typically Magic Kingdom is around $159, $160 on the low end for a day ticket there. And there are several options that you can look at if you were looking at coming to Disney World this summer, this spring. So these tickets are good April the 2nd through September 22nd. So we're coming up on this date, so we definitely wanted to give a shout out to these ticket deals. So there are three options that you can do, and I'm going to go through this as briefly as possible and explain how these work. So for non-Florida residents, you have two options. You have a three-day, three-park ticket option. So this is going to give you admission to Hollywood Studios, Epcot, and Animal Kingdom. It is not going to include Magic Kingdom. One admission per theme park, one theme park per day. Does not include Magic Kingdom. Again, valid April 2nd through September 24th. Now, the pricing for this is going to be variable. So depending on what day you go in the spring and summer, you can go for as low as $89 a day, which would equate to $267 with tax. That is very difficult to, and again, like some of the single park ticket days during the summer are $159 plus. So you are getting a bargain with that. Then you also have the four-park magic ticket. So this is exactly the same deal. You have one park per day. This time it includes Magic Kingdom. So you do visit all four parks. You can't go to Magic Kingdom four times. You can't split anything up like that. It is Magic Kingdom, Animal Kingdom, Epcot, Hollywood Studios. And that ticket is, again, starts at $99 a day or $396 plus tax. So that's the starting point. Again, prices will vary depending on the day that you decide to start your ticket. So reach out to your Travel Nation agent and they can give you the full details.
And Matt, listen, you know, next year, price is going up on these tickets by $10.
That's so right.
You get it while it's cheap.
That's right. on a, you know, usually they do these tickets. You know, it's not uncommon that we see them in the spring, March, April, May. But I don't know the last time I've seen this extend all the way into September. So I think that is very unique. And it's a good opportunity to take advantage of some pricing discounts for Disney tickets. Then if you are a Florida resident, you have a completely separate deal. Again, very good, a little different. One thing I did fail to mention on the 3 and 4 day tickets, you have 7 days to use them once they're activated. So they don't have to be consecutive days. But you do have a week to use those once you use the first day. So just keep that in mind when you are planning. But for Florida residents, there's two options again for you there. You can do a 3 day ticket or a 4 day ticket. So 3 day tickets, and these are not date based. This is a single price. So again, good. April 2nd to September 22nd. So this is a killer deal for Florida residents. If you do the 3 day ticket, it's $233.24. If you do the 4 day ticket, it's $250.28. Now,
I hope my wife's listening, Matt, because she's the one who does all the prices. I literally, all this is news to me. I put it on the credit card, and I never think about it. So I hope she's listening right now.
Look, I think you guys just need to move to Florida. That's what I'm saying. So you can take advantage of these deals. And I know you used to live actually in the beautiful Northeast Florida.
Matt, Jackson. My grandma, God bless her heart, she lives 2 minutes away from you. I know she does.
Oh, that's crazy.
Right down the street. Yep. God bless her heart. And it's not a rest home. She's still living. She's not in a rest home either. She's still living on her own. Yeah.
It's good to know. You come and visit her every once in a while.
I do. Throw her a bone.
Funny story about Christian. One day I was grabbing lunch out here in Jacksonville where I live. So Christian lives in North Carolina. So I'm going through the drive-thru of Chick-fil-A, and off in the near distance, I see a Spirit jersey and then a very shiny head.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there is only one person that has that combo. So I rolled down my window and I called them over, and sure enough, it was them. So always good to see the Demons rolling.
It's always good to be seen. And listen, someone says, oh, Michael Salazar, he says, let's plan a guys trip. And you know what? I'm down for that. But I think I want you to get to know me first.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Hey, I don't know if you're on your computer, but I sent you a picture. Would you possibly be able to put it? I should have sent it to you earlier. Could we get it on the screen? I just want to, because this is really where it starts for me.
Did you text it to me?
I texted it to you. I don't know if you can pull it over, and if you can't,
oh,
it's totally okay.
No, I'll get it. I'm going to make it work. So,
but this is when I first started, and it was a few years before this. Only place I'm going on a guy's trip is Vegas, and I'm down on the Vegas trip. I really have been trying to get a weekend trip to Las Vegas planned. I've never been before, and I've just got a tax refund check burning a hole in my pocket. So whenever we're down for Vegas, Adam, do let me know. But this picture he's going to show, this is when it started, my love for Walt Disney World, when it started for me. I was just in grade school, and my choir, we would go and actually become cast members. Disney would hire us to perform at Candlelight, and we would perform with the Voices of Liberty. We're backstage, and we're doing warm-ups and getting lessons from them, and we're meeting the narrator actors, and that is just when I fell in love with Disney. And so that's something that I want people to know about me. But if we're going to plan a guys trip, plan to stay nothing but club level when I go. It's the only way I like to stay, at the Contemporary Resort with a theme park view. What do you think of that, Matt?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely I think it's one of the best ways to go. That theme park view, but you know, you throw in the club level and the free snacks and whatever you want. I mean, we went up there during the retreat and made ourselves at home, didn't we?
They're just wonderful people. The club level staff, they get to know you during your stay. There's always a cold drink. There's always a little snack, something that you can whet your appetite with. And really, there's so many benefits to staying club level. It's the only way to go. So Michael Salazar, if you're down for a club level stay, I'm all for it. Let's get the guys trip planned.
Yeah, I'm still working on your photo. So it's gonna happen. I just have to convert it from an HEIC format to JPEG.
Oh, and you're talking Greek to me now. Okay, you're talking Greek to me. Go back to the financials, because I could understand you a little bit more when you were talking the finances.
All right, I have the photo. You ready?
Show it just for the people.
So remind us again when this was.
Well, this is a get to know me episode, and this was when I was in school, and I went to Douglas Anderson School of the Arts. That's where I graduated from, Matt, on right on the south side over the Main Street Bridge in Jacksonville. And we would be hired by Disney. You know, it's a great thing to do. If you're selling travel, you can pitch that to some school groups to take their choir down. They can perform. They get to be a Disney cast member, to go backstage and meet the Voices of Liberty. And this was me in grade school just performing with, look at that.
Look at that guy.
Oh, wow. I hope it's blessing the people right now who are listening and who are watching this. And if you're just listening, you're really missing out. But this is when I really fell in love with Walt Disney World, when I was a young lad. And we would go down there and perform, and Disney would pay us with park tickets. So, of course, after we got done working the show, we would all go hang out. and just have such a magical time.
Yeah.
Look at that. People are loving it, Matt.
Yeah, to kind of wrap up this episode tonight, we wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, kind of let you know about us and what makes us love Disney so much. So, when was your first trip?
Oh gosh, I can't remember. I mean, I was much younger than this, but it was actually going, look at this. The people are loving what we just showed them, and I knew they would, but this is when my love for Walt Disney World was solidified, when I was a cast member backstage with the Voices of Liberty. Did you want to interject?
No. Candlelight's wonderful. I did choir my senior year of high school, but we did not do Candlelight. So, but I've always loved, it's one of my favorite things to do during the holidays is actually go down to Epcot and watch Candlelight Processional and, of course, enjoy the narrators and Voices of Liberty, but then also appreciate the time that the kids from schools and the community choirs that come in, because it is an audition process. It's mm-hmm. not like anybody can come in. Like they work very hard for those dates that they come in, and they audition for it, and they're selected. And yeah, it's a really special experience for sure. We booked a high school on their trip just this past year. The choir got to come sing and they had a blast, but yeah, it's a wonderful experience. I tell you, for me, I've been looking for photos. Mr. Dumont threw me for a loop with his photo.
Yeah, I knew it. Listen, but I thank you for accommodating, and I wanted to give people perspective. But let me ask you, where's your favorite place to stay? What's your favorite park? You know, when you guys are going to go?
My favorite resort, always and forever, will be the Polynesian.
Okay.
Love the Polynesian. I love the history of the Polynesian. One of the opening day resorts. You know, lots of fun stuff has happened there. Well, I don't know.
If you consider the Beatles breaking up fun, I mean, that's depressing.
And I was about to reword my statement because interesting things happen at the Polynesian.
Yeah. Okay. So,
John Lennon indeed did sign the documents that disbanded the Beatles there at Walt Disney World at the Polynesian. But beyond that, I mean, I think the resort has a great history. I think it has some of the most iconic dining locations and most sought after dining locations.
I think that's a fair statement.
Ohana. Very nice. Captain Cook's, I think, is one of the best resort quick services. Mm-hmm. Then you have, of course, you can get your Kona coffee upstairs as well. Yeah. And you're just a boat ride away or monorail ride away from the Magic Kingdom. Oh, and Dole Whip. Dole Whip?
Never stayed there, Matt. I've never stayed at the Polynesian. I do have it on the books in just a couple weeks, though, so I'm looking forward to it. Yes, sir.
You got
to
try all the things. I mean, Tambu Lounge, Trader Sam's. Got to do Trader Sam's. Have you ever been?
I've never even been. I couldn't even tell you how to get there. I know. I shouldn't be on this podcast.
I'll draw you a map. I'll draw you a map so you can go.
I can't read, Matt, so I appreciate the – you'll have to draw – it has to be a picture map.
It's not that difficult. I mean, although it is easy to walk by, it's well hidden.
You could take us on our guys trip.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I just did that recently. I went with some friends of mine, and they had actually never. Some of them had never been on Disney property. We did not have tickets. Others didn't have tickets. I, of course, have my annual pass, but. Some people didn't have their tickets, so we went and had a nice dinner. We ate over at Chula's Steakhouse, and then we went over to Trader Sam's.
Where is Chula's Steakhouse at?
Oh, Chula's is over at the Swan and Dolphin.
Okay. We'll have to get into that one night.
I think it has maybe the best steak on Disney property.
And you've been to Coppa before?
Oh, well, okay. So that's not fair. That's okay. Not fair.
I'm just asking.
Okay, maybe second best.
Okay.
Yes, that is a good one for sure. Yeah.
Let me get one hot take from you. Let me get one of your Disney hot takes, your Walt Disney World hot take.
Fair enough. So I'll give you one, but I definitely want to hear yours. I'm sure okay. It's going to be entertaining. No.
I'm just thinking.
Okay. I have one. So yeah. I love Disney. I do. I love Disney World. I think it's a special place. I think Magic Kingdom is a special place. But I would be perfectly fine with a almost complete overhaul of Fantasyland. I could live without Peter Pan's Flight. I don't have that much of attachment to it. I think it is a really long wait for a really short experience. And even more controversial, I would be okay with losing It's a Small World to maybe something different as well. Only because Small World is in Disneyland and it is 1,000 times better in Disneyland than it is in Magic Kingdom. Magic Kingdom is the cheap version of this ride. The facade alone is proof of that. But that's my hot take. I would be fine losing those two attractions for something more relevant to a new audience.
I think that's interesting. And I could unpack that because I have some thoughts about what you said. You know, if I had a hot take, and you know, I don't really like hot takes because a lot of times you're defined by the hot take. And I just don't want to be defined by a hot take, but I really think that Spaceship Earth is one of the greatest rides on property. I could ride it. I actually was listening to the ride soundtrack just today, just for fun, because where else are you going to take a completely immersive time travel experience through the history of our entire existence?
I love it. You know, they just fixed one of the show elements on the ride.
Which was?
The reflection effect in the water at Alexandria. It's been broken for a very long time. And now,
well, times are hard, Matt. Gas is up. The price of milk and eggs is up. And it's just a hard time. Inflation's going crazy.
Hey, but they fixed the reflection effect. So
that's good. There we go. Yeah.
I love Spaceship Earth as well. In fact, when we went in December for our first family of four trip, Spaceship Earth was Eli's first ride.
I hope you got him a t-shirt.
I did one even better. When they took your picture at the beginning of the ride, I just held them up in front of my face. So
like Lion King moment.
So, wow. So the Vacation of the Future, is just his wide-eyed deer in the headlights face, superimposed over the screen. So
wait till he looks back on that in 30 years. Wow.
So many good memories. I told you what my, was that your hot take?
That was my hot take because I feel like a lot of people hate on that. And you know what? I'm going to be the one to stick up for Spaceship Earth.
Is that also your favorite ride?
Oh, you know, I would say it's up in the top. Yeah, it's up in the top.
What would you consider to be your favorite?
If I had to pick a favorite, Matt, this is a tough question. You know what? You're putting me on the spot. You're putting me on the spot, but I really would have to say probably the Haunted Mansion. I just got done doing a deep dive. I read a pretty extensive history and biography on the Haunted Mansion. And the stuff I learned, it just made me love it even more.
Yeah, the history behind that ride is great. I think it is a showcase of the very best of what Disney Imagineering has done and can do. And you know, I just love that Thurl Ravenscroft is in the ride.
And when you hear, you know, you learn the story, it almost never happened, and it kept getting paused and defeated and put on the back burner and neglected. And that just gives me such inspiration that, like a phoenix, we can rise from the ashes. So there you go.
If you were to guess what my favorite ride was, is what would you think?
I'm going to go with Test Track.
No.
All right, but give me one more guess.
I'll give you a hint. Orange. No, green. Green's my favorite.
Okay, let me get the hint.
I'm going to give you a hint. It's in the same vein as yours. That'd be spooky.
Gosh, help me out here.
Do I need to narrow it down to a park?
Yeah, you do need to narrow it for me, Matt.
Hollywood Studios.
So, Tower of Terror?
Yes.
It's so scary. I never ride it.
Have you ridden it?
One time, and it was one of my biggest regrets in life.
My former podcast host on the Imagineers Disney podcast, Susie, has never ridden it as well. Although, and it's been like a recurring joke for the past several years, that she would never ride it. And we talked the past couple of weeks. We are planning a trip so she can go ride it for the first time. But yes, I love Tower of Terror. The ride itself is great, but I think it is the detail with everything else. You know, starting on Sunset Boulevard, you have the hotel that sticks out of the sky. Mm-hmm. It is an icon of the park. And immediately, like even in the queue, you start getting backstory. You have the 1930s music, but it's very, again, spooky. It has like an echo to it.
Yeah, I do love the theming.
Yeah, and then you enter into the lobby of the hotel, and it's like people just left. All their belongings are still there. Everything is as it was on that fateful night. And then you go into the more storytelling of the queue and onto the ride itself. So yeah, I think it's the perfect combination of ride design based on the ride itself, but then also in the design of the queue. So,
yeah. I love everything about it except the drop. I mean, can we do without the drop? I mean, that's the whole purpose of the ride.
Oh, and how can you forget the randomized drop? Because
yeah, no, thank you. Well, it's been good getting to know you, and I do want to say, I cannot wait till Christina Riccio gets back on here with us. Christina, if you're listening, we do miss you. We love you dearly.
We do miss you, Christian. One last get to know you question.
Okay.
Your favorite snack at Disney World. It can be something small that you can get at a cart. I will even throw in a dessert at a restaurant, because that's where mine resides.
For me, it's going to be, I want to give you two, and then I want to give you two that didn't make the list, but because I haven't tried them yet. Number one, Cheshire Cattail. It's the best thing ever. It's absolutely delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Last time I was there, I ate seven of them on my own in one sitting. Number two, cheeseburger spring roll. You'd be hard pressed to find something more delicious than a cheeseburger spring roll. Now, on my list, there's two I want to give you. I haven't tried yet, but they're on my list. The next time I go, I'll try them. First is a corn dog from Sleepy Hollow. I want one of them so bad, you don't even know. I've never had one, but they look absolutely delicious. And then Mackenzie Causey, actually, I saw Mackenzie Causey having some coconut Dole Whip, and it just piqued my interest. So, Mackenzie, I'm going to try the Dole Whip for you and let you know.
It is. The coconut Dole Whip is very good. So, you can get that in Magic Kingdom. It's one of the offerings they have there next to the Tiki Room.
How about for you?
Solid choices. Thank you. For me, my favorite is the ooey gooey toffee cake at Liberty Tree Tavern. It is the dessert for the meal there. Absolutely delicious. It's out on a skillet. Okay. You have your toffee cake, big scoop of vanilla ice cream, toffee pieces.
Strong on the toffee.
Yeah, but I love toffee.
I'm not a toffee person, but I'd be willing to try it for you.
It's good. Maybe we'll split one day.
On our guy trip.
Yes. We'll eat at Liberty Tree, you know?
I'd have to get a wheelchair because I'd eat so much they'd have to wheel me out of there.
What about Roundup Rodeo Barbecue? Is that on the list?
Going to be a hard no for me. There's a long story behind that I see our clock ticking, and I don't have time to get into it this episode, but
maybe one day as well. So
maybe one day.
So, yeah, that's just a little bit about us. Look, we are diehard Disney fans. I've been going to the parks my entire life. Christian talked about his memory of going for Candlelight Processional. I went as an infant. Obviously, I don't remember that. But some of my very first memories of Walt Disney World, I remember three very specific things. I remember Goofy on water skis.
Oh, wow.
On Seven Seas Lagoon.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was a time he did that. I was on the ferry, and out there in the water, Goofy was on water skis. Wow. And he went by the ferry and he waved. I remember that. I remember my uncle wanting to go to the Hall of Presidents and no one else wanting to.
Oh, such a good attraction.
And then I remember singing Bears.
Wow.
And that is where my love of the Country Bears came to be. So lots of great memories. And, you know, honestly, that's what we're here for. We are here to give our clients the best experience to Walt Disney World and really to anywhere you want to travel. So we are here for you. So reach out to your favorite Travelmation agent when booking your next vacation, and they will be more than happy to start on a no obligation quote for you. So thank you again, everybody, for listening and for watching. Again, if you haven't subscribed to the podcast, you can find us on your favorite podcast platform. Just search for the Travelmation Podcast. And we look forward to seeing you next time with another episode, maybe with our third co-host. We will see.
Gotta get her back.
Gotta get her back. Come on back. But until then, friends, see you real soon.